In 1986, independent filmmaker Jim Jarmusch made a brief film for the television show Saturday Night Live called Coffee and Cigarettes. It featured American comedian Stephen Wright and Italian comic Roberto Benigni basically misunderstanding each other for 6 minutes. Since then, Mr. Jarmusch has made a number of similar films with other stars, and he's now assembled them into a movie that Bob Mondello says is oddly charming, with the emphasis on oddly.
No matter how scripted a scene is in a Jim Jarmusch movie, it almost always feels as if it's being free-associated. This juke joint conversation between rockers Iggy Pop and Tom Waits, for instance.
Cigarettes and coffee, man. That's a combination.
You know, we're really like the coffee and cigarettes generation when you think about it. You know, I mean, in the 40s, it was the pie and coffee generation.
Like Abbott and Costello on TV, man. They always wanted pie and coffee.
Yeah. Have some coffee. Have some pie and coffee. What are you waiting for?
There's a connection here, right? They're getting along for the moment, but the sketches in this movie are mostly about miscommunication.
You hang out here a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, this is my hangout.
I just wondered because I didn't see anything of yours on the jukebox.
Well, I mean, if you don't like it here, we could go down to Taco Bell or something. Maybe that's more your style. I don't know.
Passive aggression, as you may be gathering, gets quite a workout before they're through, as it does in many of the sketches that Jarmusch strings together. They're all shot in black and white, filled with long pauses, and they mostly feature stars who are essentially playing themselves. Hip-hoppers RZA and GZA, for instance, who sip herbal tea in a classy dive and discuss the evils of caffeine and nicotine with a jittery but familiar-looking waiter.
Aren't you Bill Murray, man? You Bill Murray?
Yeah, I'm Bill Murray, but let's keep that just between us, all right?
Murray recognizes them, too, because celebrity is a theme here. In other segments, actors Alfred Molina and Steve Coogan spar over who can be more aloof, and Kate Blanchett, through some clever camera work, gets to play both her glamorous movie star self and her resentful cousin, who has barged into a press junket and can only temporarily be knocked off her stride by a gift of makeup and cologne.
Oh, wow. This is really expensive stuff. It must have cost hundreds. Make me look like a movie star, right?
Cheers.
Cheers, gorgeous. I mean, you know, they'll probably give you all kinds of free stuff. Jewelry, clothes. Probably give you cars, right?
No, they don't give me cars, but... Well, yeah, I mean, they sometimes give me makeup from time to time, but I just thought, I don't know, I just didn't have time to go shopping.
No, really, it's fine. I mean, it's great. I can use it. Oh, speaking of paparazzi, I saw these photographs for you the other day in the tabloids.
Oh, don't tell me that. Yuck. What was I wearing?
Gentle, self-deprecating humor in Coffee and Cigarettes, a film that is, to most Hollywood fare, what a cup of joe is to a grande skim, no-foam caramel macchiato with an extra shot. I'm Bob Mondello.